one of the aspects that I find particularly useful about this more receptive practice, open awareness practice, letting go of directing the attention and just being curious about what is being received, is that it can really begin to point to unfamiliar experience, things we're not so attuned to in our usual way of navigating the world. As I talked about last night, we have these filters that direct or tend to, because of these filters, have us take in certain things and not other things. And if we're always choosing what to pay attention to, we may miss other things, other experiences. And in particular in meditation, as the mind settles, becomes more concentrated, more present, it has the capacity to open to and often begins to gravitate towards things that we are not consciously familiar with, states of mind, experiences that we're not familiar with. And so if we're always directing the attention, sometimes these can go unnoticed, or they can actually be avenues out which the mind wanders. One example of this from my own practice, I was using the breath as an anchor for the attention. And I began to see and notice that the mind was letting go of the breath. It was felt like the attention to the breath was getting weak. And so doing the breath practice, I just reconnected with the breath, directed to what I was familiar with. At some point in that process, which happened many times over the course of a sitting, I'd noticed the attention kind of lose touch with the breath. At some point, the mind got curious and recognized, I'm aware that the mind lost touch with the breath, so there's awareness here. What is it that the mind is paying attention to? Where is it going? And so I allowed the awareness to come into I just got curious about what is awareness paying attention to here, rather than trying to figure it out. It was more opening into that. What is awareness looking at right now? And it was a very unfamiliar space, I would say, as I allowed that, the mind to let go of the breath. The mind opened into a very vast space that was nothing I had ever experienced before, consciously. Nothing I had been mindful of before. I had no name for it. But I knew that I was aware of it. And so this exploration of receiving, being curious about what awareness is aware of, especially as the mind settles down. Our minds begin to explore, what does it mean to let go? It's like our minds are trying to find their way to letting go. And that experience of letting go can lead us into or be very unfamiliar. If we're not kind of aware that we're aware in that place, often that's a place out of which the mind will wander. The mind kind of, in being with experience, begins to gravitate perhaps to a letting go of being with some particular, and being with the breath, for instance, letting go of that. And if we're not aware of that movement, the mind will often just go off into thought. And so sometimes, after the mind has gotten more settled, we might notice, gee, it seems like there's more thinking. It doesn't often in that kind of place. It's not often a kind of a charge, but it's more of a drift out of the present moment. And if after a period of time where the attention has been pretty settled, you notice more thinking, more drifting thoughts, that's a really useful time to be curious about what happens as the mind lets go. Because often that place where the mind is settling, the attention is beginning to gravitate towards something unfamiliar, something more subtle, something more spacious, something more released. And we don't know how to identify it. So we have to trust. This is a place of trust. And so if you find this exploration of letting go of the anchor useful, supportive for being present. Some minds actually find it kind of simpler in a way to just be present for the flow of experience, and some minds find it more simple to be present for one object. And so there's no one right way. There are many practices, partly because there's so many different minds out there. But if you find it useful, and useful may also mean it increases the interest in exploring experience, play with it from time to time. And you can always return to the connection with the breath if it feels too unmoored. Or you might just notice, unmoored, that's what it feels like. Aware of unmoored.